Psalm 79, a psalm of Asaph. God, the nations have invaded your possession. They have profaned your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to a heap of ruins. They have left the corpses of your servants as food for the birds of the sky. They have given the flesh of your favored ones to the wild animals. They have poured out their blood like water all over Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury them. We are subjected to contempt by our neighbors, to mockery and ridicule by those around us. How long, O Lord, will you stay angry forever? How long will your jealous anger burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not call on your name, because they have devoured Jacob and they have destroyed his pasture land. Do not charge the guilt of our fathers against us. Hurry, let your compassion come to meet us, for we are very weak. God who saves us, help us for the glory of your name. Deliver us and make atonement for our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Before our very eyes, display to the nations vengeance for the poured out blood of your servants. May the groaning of the prisoner come before you. According to the great strength of your arm, preserve those doomed to death. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors seven times as much scorn as the scorn that they directed at you, Lord. Then we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. Psalm 80. For the choir director, to lilies, a testimony, by Asaph, a psalm. O shepherd of Israel, give ear, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are seated above the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might. Come with salvation for us. God, restore us and make your face shine, so we will be saved. Lord God of armies, how long will your anger smoke against the prayer of your people? You make them eat bread with tears, and you make them drink tears by the quart. You create strife between us and our neighbors, so our enemies join together in mocking us. God of armies, restore us, and make your face shine, so we will be saved. You brought a vine out from Egypt. You drove out the nations, and you planted it. You cleared a place for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered by its shade, the cedars of God with its branches. It sent out its boughs to the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its fruit? A wild boar from the forest tears it up, and the wild animals feed on it. God of armies, return now. Look down from heaven and see and take care of this vine, the shoot that your right hand has planted, the son that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire like garbage. Because of the rebuke from your face, they perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, on the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Cause us to live, and we will call on your name. Lord God of armies, restore us, and make your face shine, so we will be saved.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.